Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp.
This week, Casey and I are back with Jason Gaddis for the conclusion of our three-part series talking about rites of passage. We're looking at the adrenaline rush found through sports or intense work, what it means to really feel alive, and the depression that comes from living a safe life well below our potential as men.
We talked about that concept of the edge before. I can speak personally that I feel most myself when I'm kind of pushing that a little bit, not necessarily in death, but like the comfort zone. I mean, I guess it's all sort of a symbol of death, but like if I'm doing things that are a little bit uncomfortable, like work's a little bit challenging, you know, maybe I am doing some, you know, snowboarding a little fast, you know, and then I come back with like a centered kind of a swagger. I mean, I really feel like I'm connected, you know. Can you speak more about that edge concept?
Yeah. Well, I think it's innate in all of us human beings, especially men, where we really, you described it. I mean, you're going down the slopes snowboarding and you know better, but you might just punch it for a little while there and just see what happens, just to feel the rush of the air and the wind on your face. And I mean, if you aren't present to that situation, you're going to blow it and you're going to be in the trees or you're going to hit someone. So it's almost like an inner call that we all have to wake ourselves up. And some of us have an easier time doing that than others. And I think sports are a great place to feel that. Work is another place where there's a bit of an adrenaline rush, you know, that we feel, and it feels good. And I don't think there's anything unhealthy about that. It's that, can we be aware of that? And can we chalk those experiences up and go, huh, and just notice it. And there's something happening. There's a pattern here that every time I go snowboarding or every time I, you know, stay up late to work and I'm on this intense call, that I feel really alive. And that's important information that we need to take note of.
Yeah, I might take it even further in that when I get to that uncomfortable place, I have to pay so much attention because I can't fall back on patterns or habits or anything. And I get closer to the moment. Like I'm actually living closer to the moment.
Yeah.
I'm right there, because if I'm not right there, I'm going to crash or I'm going to fail or I'm going to do something wrong, you know, and it almost becomes spiritual for me. You know, one of my most profound spiritual experiences happened on a mountain bike, and I was going so fast that everything dissolved into the moment where I didn't even feel like there was a bike or me or anything.
Yeah.
It was just so present, and it was like divinity. I mean, it was honestly, to take it.
Yeah.
To a spiritual level, it was like, oh my God, I was completely present. And I think presence is like a natural state for men. I mean, for me anyway, I really resonate with the concept of presence. Like, how much am I right here in this moment? So edge experiences pull me to that. And then I'm proud of it when I'm done. I walk away like, I was there. I was in the moment. I did really well, you know? And it's like, I'm proud of that after.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. I mean, I'm inspired listening, because I feel your energy and I get a little juiced up because you're nailing it. And there's a lot of buzz around this whole, you got to be in the present, you got to be in the now. we hear that kind of now. It's even in pop culture, mainstream culture, mm-hmm. is this now stuff. And people are like, what's that? What does that mean? And there's books written about it and everything, but to actually experience it, wow, there's something there for us. And can we do things and put ourselves in situations, whether it's at our edge or not, that help wake us up to this moment right now? And because again, in this, a lot of the spiritual traditions, they'll talk about that's the only moment that matters.
I'm getting another word, potential. It's like being pushed of like, what am I fucking made of? What's possible for me?
Yeah.
What can I handle? You know, how fast can I go? What, like, how can I show up more fully in this scenario, or how can I help others, or whatever? Can I scale that mountain? What's my potential in needing to feel that? And I can just see where it's fucking miserable to come nowhere close to that edge or that potential, just like always living in this kind of safe, gray, mundane zone. Yeah. And never being challenged.
Yeah. And especially for some of us that grew up in, whether it's a culture or a family system where we heard that a lot, you have so much potential, Trip. You know, you're just, you have
fuck
so much.
You.
Exactly. That's our response, right? Get the fuck out of my
you
face.
Don't know me. Screw you.
And,
give me $10.
So I think, you're onto something though about this asking ourselves, what am I made of? And what am I capable of doing?
Be all that you can be, right? They nailed it.
I mean, they nailed it. Yeah, that's a very effective recruiting strategy. I mean, I think it's something different now, but it's along the same lines.
Army of One.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
There's a new one, yeah, right? Army of One. I think they do a good job of tapping into that. I saw some ads this last weekend. I was watching a football game. And it was like, got me fired up. Like, man, if it didn't say, you know... go to Iraq, basically. It was like, there's a part of me is like, wow, what would that be like? Like, I would, what's it, that like? Why do I have to learn how to kill people and go to Iraq if I would want to be a part of something that was that challenging and knew I was going to be held, supported, and pushed?
Be all that you can be.
Be all that you can be.
Go to Starbucks.
Go to Starbucks. Yeah. Cool.
You know, one thing I'm hearing is, that this rite of passage concept is actually something we can bring into our lives as practice. You know, so the rite of passage might be your first time to do this, but it's important to kind of have more of these, you know, like as a man, your rite of passage is the first one. And now you're a man and this is what you're going to be doing every year kind of thing. You know, like these things are important to who you will become and who you are. So it's not just the rite of passage, it's the continually revisiting that edge. So I don't know, that's just something you were kind of...
Yeah, I would add to that and say that it's almost like we constantly are evolving as a being, and we need to reconnect with who we are a lot. And so by having these ongoing initiatory experiences, we sort of get woken up the next year to who we are in that year. Because we do change and we do grow, hopefully. So, yeah, following it up with more experiences. And again, a lot, you pointed out some that can be done sort of on your own, whether it's just being out there and pushing your edge in life or out in nature or in the wilderness. And it's important to have some initiatory experience that's facilitated by other men that's conscious and it's respectful and it's done from a place of love. And hey, we care about who you are. And we're not going to judge you, shame you, degrade you. We're just going to help you go through something challenging here.
And part of rite of passage is taking responsibility for yourself as a man. It's like, as you go through this, it's like, okay, your parents are done taking care of you. Now it's time for you to take care of you.
Yeah.
You know, there's a personal responsibility transition I'm hearing maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. And can we connect in and not do it alone like we've been doing it?
Right.
Can we meet other people like us that want a little more out of life than we're currently getting? Are there other people that are asking the same questions that I'm asking? You know,
can you take it farther with support?
Right.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like I can go so far, but when I start getting scared and I'm alone, I'm the only one that's going to take care of me. You know, if I'm with a group that I trust, then I can push a little farther out on that edge.
Exactly.
Because I know they're going to take care of me ultimately.
Yes.
You know? Speaking to that whole item, you know, like about support men, whether it's with a men's circle or whatever, a friend of mine was telling me recently that there was a study done about why certain guys in special forces failed and why they didn't. Mm-hmm. And the common denominator with the guys that did not fail according to whatever test and whatever strenuous, like, you know, breaking point test, was the size and their connection to a social network.
Wow.
It wasn't anything in the moment of, you know, cardiovascular fitness or anything like that. It was their being rooted in others, you know, and having group. Even in that moment when it was all up to them, the fact that they were connected to others in that time was what helped them pull through the challenge.
So that's the heart piece. That's profound, I think.
So there is something for us men to learn about being in relationship with other people, other men, being in community, actually asking for support, receiving it, and then also giving it. And not being like taking the tough guy, macho, suck it up mentality and just throwing it in the trash can. Like, it's done. Like, it's old news. Like, it actually, if we want to evolve, we need other men. We need to lean on each other and have a community that's authentic, real, and challenges us.
Yeah, I totally get why it would totally suck for a guy that's wanting this stuff, like he's going to go find a book and read it by himself. But if it's in a cultural norm, or the idea of a men's group or some of these other kind of conscious groups is available, then it's like it would just be an unfolding. Like, the next step is to then join a group, or the next step is to partner up and go through, have these kind of conversations together instead of just drinking beer and watching football, which is not all bad, but that's not the replacement for this part of your development.
Right. And if men knew, and I think that if they get honest, they know that they can actually go deeper than, hey, the football and the guys' night out or whatever, that's all, like you said, it's great. And are you aware that you can actually go deeper with these guys?
The potential. What's the potential?
Yeah, well, the potential is huge. It's bottomless, actually, to go further with yourself and this group of people. So, you know, some guys' argument coming back would be, well, I've already got all my friends. I'm all set. And then my question to that guy is, well, how deep are you going? How authentic are you being? Have you cried in that guy's arms? Has he cried in your arms? Have you gotten in his face and told him off and then given him a hug later? I mean, we can step it up as men in relating to each other. We can do better. We just can.
That's some edgy shit, by the way. Like, talk about edgy stuff. Guys would rather climb a mountain than break down and ask for support from another male.
Absolutely.
In a group.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's this confusion that being vulnerable then equates being weak.
Right.
I've actually had to learn how to be, for myself, like, the real strength lies in being able to show up vulnerable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what my wife most wants, is my absolute vulnerability. And so do my friends. My friends are like, dude, let's get real. Like, they don't want my sort of half-assed attempt at just making small talk. They're like, well, are we going to connect here? Mm-hmm. You know, so I surround myself with people that are asking me to go further, and that's my edge, and it's, I love it, and it's also frightening at times.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I'm wondering, are there any next actions or any resources that are available? Someone can make a change. They want to make a change today. What can you do today?
You can, well, there's two, if you're the type of person that is willing to reach out, that's a good place to start. Call another guy that you know and start there. Start having that kind of conversation. That's a huge, huge thing to do. If you're the kind of guy that just is more of, I don't want to actually talk to another dude about this. I want to kind of research it myself first. Go on the web and Google men's work. You know, there's websites like the Mankind Project. There's, you know, the Men's Leadership Alliance here in Boulder. There's probably a lot of different men's groups and men's communities in your area, wherever that is. There's a ton of books. Unfortunately, bookstores, I've checked out a couple even in progressive towns, and they don't have a men's section, but it's usually under the psychology section, new age, spiritual growth, personal development, something like that.
So what are some books out there that a guy, if he's not really ready to jump into a group or start reaching out with a buddy, what are some books that he can go find that get him further down the path?
The two that are coming to mind are Way of the Superior Man by David Deida, and that's Deida, and Sam Keen's Fire in the Belly. That was written in the sort of early 90s. It's a good book that kind of goes throughout the history of man. It's good. It gives it from a historical perspective and manhood. And then there's a bunch more if you just Google, and I would find a title that, you know, resonates for you.
What I'm feeling is, like, if I was a young man and I felt some resonance with this, mm-hmm. You know, maybe I could look around my friends and, like, initiate it from a leadership place, even though I don't know that much about it, just to sort of instigate this. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, guys, let's get together and go camping and talk about what's up for us, you know, just sort of get this thing going. And then from that, all kinds of things would arise. I mean, I don't know if that's true for young men, but.
Yeah, I think that's a, for the motivated sort of young man that where this is resonating, that's a great idea. I mean, why not? Why not get a couple friends together and say, you guys, we're going to do something a little different tonight. I want to sit down and just have an honest conversation about kind of where I'm at in my life, and I'm really curious about you guys and where you're at. You know, sometimes guys just sporadically, randomly, late at night, whatever, they go there. I mean, all the time men are going there. Even in my fraternity, that was happening a lot. Unfortunately, the next day it was like, we didn't have that conversation.
Right.
You know, there's all the shame about it.
I'm aware of just like in some of the work we do, like with the AMP program or in the coaching, it's just like just being seen or just getting feedback. Because some of the guys will go through the group together and they'll get feedback from one another. It's like, you've been seeing me this way for however many years and you didn't say anything. And
right.
It just really freaking serves them. And it's just like, man, their friendship goes to another level immediately.
Yeah.
Like, where's the withhold? What's being held back? What's being tolerated? And do it in a sense of service, not just to like kick their ass.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of guys are really hungry for that. Let's cut the bullshit. You know, you hear them talk, let's cut the bullshit and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of times, like, you guys are just bullshitting each other.
Right. Yeah. You've colluded into this kind of relationship that's fairly empty and meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
You just hang out. And again, you could go so much further. And if a guy's really motivated, he should go do a workshop with, you know, the Authentic Man program, Mankind Project, David Data. He could do a vision quest through any number of organizations, School of Lost Borders, my program, Inner Nature. He could do, you know, again, there's a lot of resources through the web. But if guys wanted to email me, I'd be happy to, depending on what state they're in, I'd be happy to try to point them in the right resources.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. And just listen to this program. Like, hey, bro,
exactly.
What do you think of this program? And what do you think about us trying to get something together with these other guys or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Jason, thank you so much for coming in today. I look forward to having you again on the show and tackling some other stuff.
Cool. Thanks, Tripp. Thanks, Casey.
Yeah, this was great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.